Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Now, South Africa has laws that protect children, and they try and make sure that in every aspect of the child's life, their interest is sacrosanct. That includes parenting arrangements, custody as well. Let's speak to Teresa Late, a mediator at MV Incorporated, about the Child Act and, more importantly, parenting plans. Teresa, thanks so much for your time on Kaya959 this evening. Just take us through the work that you do before we get into the Act and mediation as well.
Good afternoon, Mulelo. Thank you so much for the opportunity to actually speak. Firstly, I just want to say to all of my Diwali colleagues, may love and prosperity follow you in this new year. Mm-hmm. And yes, it is exciting times that we live in, because first and foremost, I am a mediator, I'm a peacemaker, and I've been listening to a lot of the speakers that you've had tonight, and it's basically what we do is we, as a mediator, you start a dialogue, and we specialize in family laws. So it is where us and also probono.org, which is the organization that we do a lot of our free legal work and clinics and trainings do through, operate in that sphere that we say that the parenting responsibilities and rights of parents, and also the responsibilities that parents have towards their children, are protected by our legislation. Mm-hmm. But first and foremost, they have parents. And if there's a way that we can start a conversation between a mother and a father to try and resolve conflict in a way more peaceful forum, then that should be our first port of call. And in short, that is the sphere we move in. I'm a full-time mediator, even though I'm a legal practitioner. So I believe in peace. Yes, in short, mm-hmm. That's what I do.
Mm. When kids are at the center of disputes, and when the love is gone, after the love is gone, as they say in the music, it's very difficult to find that peace that you're speaking about. How do parents find their way to a place where they're sick of each other, but they're going to do the right thing?
So Sting wrote a song in the 80s where the song was called "The Russians Love Their Children Too."
Mm-hmm.
So that is basically the theory behind mediation, is that if you can get two parents to understand that this is not about them anymore, it is about this common little being that we share, that we both love so dearly. And I often joke in my mediations and I say, I make peace, not love. I don't care if you're friends. I care that you care enough to do the right thing for your child. That's why we're here. We're not here to reconcile relationships. We are here to preserve your child's future.
Yeah, Teresa, I mean, it's great in theory that people come together. I have a friend who has an ex-husband who sat down, did a parenting plan, and then decided that he was going to traipse around the world and not pay a cent towards his children's education or anything else. And so, you know, people might come with the right intentions or perceptions of the right intentions, but what happens when a parent lets the other one down?
Oh, that is a very good scenario, and I'm very glad you brought that up, because people have this idea in their minds that mediation is all about the kumbaya. Yeah. We're going to sit at a big round table, we're going to all say the right words, make the right noises, and then we all go our separate ways and pray that somebody will actually just do what they said they're going to do. And that's not the aim of mediation. Please understand that this is a informal process, but it's very much formally recognized and controlled by legislation at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
So that parenting plan will be made a court order afterwards. That court order will need to be abided by. And, you know, your specific instance is not that rare. It does happen. I must say to you, I have more examples of a parenting plan working and where there is communication, then I do have these extreme outliers of situations. Mm-hmm. Because you do get parents that just don't take their responsibility towards their children serious.
Mm.
And that's why we have a legal system. That's why there is prosecutors, because for instance, if you don't pay your maintenance, that's a criminal offense in South Africa. It's as simple as that. There's now programs where that person can be blacklisted. Maintenance is a preferential creditor. People don't understand that. So we should pay, you know, death and taxes are sure, and so is child maintenance. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, there should be accountability. It's not just about a conversation. It is about finding an outcome at the end of the day that can be made a court order and becomes enforceable. Very important point. Mm.
It's a very, you spoke about the legal system in South Africa and why we have it. It's a very intimidating space. I know that for people who are not in that space, sometimes it just seems so onerous to either get legal assistance because it's expensive or it's perceived to be expensive, or you just don't know where to start. And often people don't also know their rights. Just take us through probono.org and the work that they do when it comes to that.
Well, that's a great question. Probono.org has got three branches at the moment in South Africa. They got quite a big branch in Johannesburg, Cape Town, and in Durban. And they specialize in providing all forms of legal help to underprivileged people, people that cannot afford. So they've got a means test. And I must be honest with you, I've been working with these people for a couple of years now, and I'm myself a practitioner that volunteers my time for probono.org. And you can give them a call, you can send them a message, and even if you are not within their framework, there are people there that will direct you in the right direction to maybe start at the right place. Because you're very right. It's where do you start? Mm. You know, it's not... I don't think the process is as daunting as it used to be. There's a lot of advancement that's been made, especially in the family law sphere, to make it more accessible to people. But yes, we still have some very delicate issues that we're dealing with in a lot of our courts that makes it a long process. Let's put it that way. Mm. It can be very time-consuming for a parent to try and get some joy out of the system. So my advice to most people is do start with probono.org. They are a magnificent bunch of people. They basically consist of all of the best lawyers, attorneys, advocates, mediators in the area that basically volunteer their time. Mm. So, you know, it's not like you're getting a sub-zero service from these people. There are very senior counsel that's also involved in the project that works from the heart.
Yeah, you spoke about a means test, Teresa. I'm just looking at the pro bono website, and they're saying if you have an income that doesn't exceed 7,500 per month before deductions, and you've got assets not exceeding 350,000 rand in value, then you know, you can approach them for assistance. That's the Cape Town branch, just so people have an idea of, you know, who can get help and who cannot. And so let's go back to the mediation. You're saying that it's not it's not a kumbaya, airy-fairy, woosa. When you come up with a plan, it will be made in order of the court, and we know... if you don't stick to the terms of that, there can be repercussions. Just take us through how someone who's listening may then begin that process.
So there are many mediators at the moment. So we're very lucky because on the 22nd of April this year, the High Court made a specific process in terms of doing mediation in all civil matters compulsory. I want to say you have to mediate, but that's not entirely correct. But for the sake of this conversation, let's say it's compulsory, which has actually given a lot of light to a lot of mediation organizations, firstly, that can be approached. So my personal organization, my RMO, as it's called, my recognized mediation organization, is the Social Justice Association of ADR Practitioners. There's also SAM, there's FAMAC in the Cape, there's all sorts of NAPFAM when you talk about family. There's other organizations, mediation organizations as well, that you can approach. If you are looking for a pro bono service, so like you said, the means test, it's 7,000 rand per person, but there's an additional qualification when it comes to family matters, and that is 14,000 rand total family income. Mm-hmm. In other words, it could be spread over two people. So even though you split up, you still qualify as a family income, a joint income.
Mm.
So those people can approach pro bono, and they can also ask for mediation services. You don't always have to ask for litigation. So traditionally, how it would work is someone in my firm, they would pick up the phone, they would phone me and say, "Hi, Teresa, I would like to mediate with my ex. I'm pretty sure you're not going to get him or her at the table because they hate me with a passion I cannot explain to anybody else." And then I answer and I say, "Remember, they hate you, not me." And that's how we start the process. And I pick up the phone and I phone the opposing party, or can we say the responding party.
Mm.
And I then say, "Are you open for a conversation?" Because it's literally that. Mediation is a confidential without prejudice, which means that whatever we discuss in mediation, whether that becomes part of the outcome or not, remains confidential. It's a safe space where we can be honest about what our child's needs are or our needs are. I mean, we do a lot of divorce mediation as well in my personal practice. And that is some of my greatest success stories when it comes to children, is where you can actually get parents to have that conversation while they're getting divorced, not 5 years, five years later in the maintenance court when there's a lot of animosity that's happened, you know.
Teresa, just take us through the dynamic of single parent households in South Africa. I was reading some statistics that I don't actually want to believe are true. But just take us through, maybe let's call it the changing family dynamic in South Africa.
Yes, there is a changing family dynamic. I think it's not a new occurring thing. I think for the first time, it is getting attention. I think we should define it that way. So the statistics that you don't want to know about is that only 32% of South African children live with both their parents, which basically in essence means that more than 75% of South Africans' children is in one way or the other dependent on a maintenance order or some sort of parenting plan. Because what is a parenting plan? It's just a roadmap, right? It's little Sammy's parents' idea of how they are going to raise him or her, and what they are going to do with her life. What do they feel is good for her, not good for her, what they will, you know, agree on in terms of a budget. So that's the short and the long of it. I think we are at a precipice where I think there's a lot of conversations in our industry going on changing that. I'm going to mention a couple of stereotypes. Please understand that as a mediator, I've seen things both ways around, right? So we have a culture in our country where we think only mothers raise children and fathers are ATMs. And a little boy or a little girl is a pay-as-you-go movie ticket. So if you're not going to pay your maintenance, you're not going to see your child. And that culture that goes along with the single parent culture is where the concern lies, and why these sort of models, like we've got a project that we run in Protea Court in Soweto, and we've got another one in the Children's Court in Johannesburg, and there's other projects in the country as well. I must also mention there's people that do great work. It's a tendency that we see is that single parenting is not in a new occurrence, but it's getting to a point where it's affecting our future, because the children are our future, and it's devastating because, I mean, the psychology is very clear, right? What is the purpose of two parents in a child's life? You know, the benefits that a mother brings to a conversation, to a child's life and upbringing and their emotional development, the benefits that a father brings. I mean, there's a lot of studies that connect certain aspects, and I'm probably going to take shots from some of the psychology listeners, but there's certain aspects about your self-esteem that's very closely related to having a father in your life.
Absolutely.
And there's aspects of people that don't have a mother figure in their lives that struggle with relationships when they're adults. So, you know, once again, very complicated issues that I'm very simplifying.
I think, Teresa, the point that you're trying to make is that you need both parents. I think sometimes it's not only limited to a father, but it's also a dual household, because we also know in South Africa that you get parents who are two mothers in a home or two fathers in a home. I think it's about also the personality of balancing, and not necessarily it's a father and a mother. It's a personality of two parents who look after you, who care for you, who give you different, who give you different qualities and traits, as opposed to one parent who is, just maybe struggling
a
little bit.
It's not gender related. It's about role, the role in the child's related. Yes, you're very right. Yes.
We have 1 minute, and that's why I just jumped in and summarized that. because I think also you and I could have a debate. Another one of my friends is a single parent and goes out of her way to include the father, who doesn't do much. And my view is actually, when sometimes people go low, you need to go lower. So I think you and I would clash on that. But as we wrap up, Teresa, just any advice for someone who's listening, who may be thinking about a parenting plan, who may be thinking about restorative justice, conflict resolution, and how to make sure that the kids are okay in 30 seconds.
30 seconds? We always start with a dialogue and mediation first, but that's not our last call. The legal system is designed to have many facets to it. So reach out. Probono.org is one of the places where you can, because it is ultimately your child's right. It is your child's constitutional right to be cared for and to be loved and to be supported.
Okay, Teresa Late, in less than 30 seconds, which I can see means you're effective and you get to the point. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya 959 this evening. She's a mediator at MV Incorporated and also works with probono.org, which helps people get assistance to legal services. That's where we leave it for Point of View tonight. My Blair standing by to take you through the rest of your evening. Good evening.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.